Well, fantastic Friday morning, beloved. It's great to have been able to spend this whole week with you. Thank you for inviting me into your lives on this Friday morning. Today we are in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. And this reading includes warnings about false teachers along with personal advice to Timothy. Timothy is told not to let anyone undermine him because of his youth, and to continue sharing his gifts by reading scripture, preaching, and teaching. Again, God's saving word for us this week has been encouragement. So let's begin with 1 Timothy chapter 4. The Spirit says clearly that some people will abandon the faith in later times. They will obey lying spirits and follow the teachings of demons. Such teachings are spread by deceitful liars whose conscience are dead as if burnt with a hot iron. Such people teach that it is wrong to marry and to eat certain foods, but God created those foods to be eaten after a prayer of thanks by those who are believers and have come to know the truth. Everything that God has created is good. Nothing is to be rejected, but everything is to be received with prayer of thanks, because the word of God and the prayer make it acceptable to God. If you give these instructions to the believers, you will be a good servant of Christ Jesus. As you feed yourself spiritually on the words of faith and of the true teaching which you have followed, but keep away from those godless legends which are not worth telling. Keep yourself in training for a godly life. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is valuable in every way because it promises life both for the present and for the future. This is a true saying to be completely accepted and believed. We struggle and work hard because we have placed our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all, and especially of those who believe. Give them these instructions and these teachings. Do not let anyone look down on you because you are young, but be an example for the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love, faith, and purity. Until I come, give your time and effort to the public reading of the scriptures and to preaching and teaching. Do not neglect the spiritual gift that is in you, which was given to you when the prophets spoke and the elders laid their hands on you. Practice these things and devote yourself to them in order that your progress may be seen by all. Watch yourself and watch your teaching. Keep on doing these things, because if you do, you will save both yourself and those who hear you. God's key verse for today is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Be an example for the believers in your speech, your conduct, your love, faith, and purity. You know, Timothy was probably, younger than other church leaders of his time. And because of that youth, I'm sure there was the temptation for others to look down on Timothy because he didn't have the experience of age or whatever. And Paul encourages Timothy. Now, Timothy has everything that is necessary for his ministry because Timothy has the Holy Spirit of God and is under the teaching and admonition of Paul, and he is growing in his faith. So there's nothing to be ashamed about when it comes to one's youth. What he is to be careful about is how he lives his life, his speech, his conduct, his love, faith, and purity. All of this makes the difference. Let's pray. Gracious God, at the height of his ministry, Jesus was a young man. May his example remind the church that young people are particularly gifted to serve as leaders. Lift them up and empower them by your Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to an end. We hope to see you in church on Sunday, or at least on the call with Zoom and Facebook. Be with us this coming Monday when we will be in 1 Timothy chapter 5, and the Apostle Paul gives us advice on how to treat others within the community of faith. God bless you, and you hold on tight to the promises of God's Word, because God's Word is the one thing in this world that will never be in error, will never become wrong. His Word is true. God bless.